This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This week is National Volunteering Week, and we've been spotlighting some organisations doing life-changing work in our community. The Pyjama Foundation is a mentoring program pairing up volunteer mentors with children in foster care to improve their life trajectory. I think the work they do is absolutely incredible, and today I've got a volunteer known as a Pyjama Angel on the line. It's Morel Salib. Good morning to you, Morel.
Good morning, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Tell us all about the Pyjama Foundation and why you got involved.
So I got involved because I really feel for a lot of these kids in foster care who are behind in numeracy and literacy, and a lot of them don't finish school. So anything that we can do to really support them is very important. So I became a Pyjama Angel 5 years ago, and I've had the same little girl for the last 5 years.
Wow.
And, you know, she's now almost 12, so almost about to finish year six. And her numeracy and literacy in that time has come leaps and bounds. She's gone from not being able to read a book to now reads a book a week and enjoys it.
That's so wonderful, Morel. I mean, how often do you get to see this girl and spend time with her?
So I see her for just over an hour once a week. We do some homework and then we kind of play some educational games, so games like Scrabble. We play a game called Sequence, which is all about strategy. We play all kinds of spelling games. Just, you know, any way we can get numeracy and literacy in there in a really fun way is important.
How's being a Pyjama Angel for the last 5 years made an impact on your own life?
Honestly, taught me so much. I think she probably teaches me more than I teach her. I've learnt patience. I've learnt non-judgment. I've learnt to be supportive. You know, it's really eye-opening to see, you know, what some of these kids have been through and some of the trauma they've been through and just, you know, how much support they need and how amazing these foster families are that are looking after these kids, trying to help them get up to speed, you know, trying to help them with all the hard and soft skills in life. You know, any support that they can get is definitely a bonus for them.
Yeah, that's just so lovely to hear that. You mentioned that you've been doing this for 5 years and this girl is now 12. How much longer will you do it for? Is there an age limit on being a Pyjama Angel for someone?
So I think, you know, once they age out of the system, but to be honest, this literally has become part of my family and I'm part of hers. She was a flower girl at my wedding. She was at my daughter's christening, my daughter's first birthday, you know, you can't underestimate the relationship that you build with these, you know, little kids. I think, you know, we plan to be in each other's lives forever, I think.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you've got kids too. Do they hang out with this girl? How does it work?
So my little one's 3 and a half. So we've sometimes on the weekends outside of my session with my little one, where my time is 100% dedicated to her, we have been to things like, you know, Sky Zone, gone for a play, she comes to my daughter's birthday parties. So they know each other.
That's just so lovely to hear that, Morel. You've shown us how important this organisation is, but also in building relationship. Why would you say that it's so important that the Pyjama Foundation exists and people should consider getting involved?
Just the support, the foster families, you know, they can't do it all. In a lot of cases, they've got more than one foster child. If not, they've got their own biological children. You'd be surprised how much an hour a week can make such a big difference in the lives of these kids.
And that's the standard amount that people, I guess, commit to, about an hour a week?
Literally an hour a week.
Wow. All right. So people are hearing this now and think, I can give up an hour of my week to do this. How can they do it?
Please log on to the Pyjama Foundation website. There's so much information there and you can literally sign up to get more information or to go through the training.
You know, when you told me that the volunteers are called Pyjama Angels, I thought that's a bit strange, but I can understand now why you are a Pyjama Angel, Morel.
Oh, thank you.
Morel Salib from the Pyjama Foundation, you're just amazing. And yeah, to find out more about becoming a Pyjama Angel yourself, go to thepyjamafoundation.com. And thank you for spending time with us this morning on Hope Breakfast. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.